That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. When Lum and Abner were getting ready to test their uranium atom product yesterday in Cedric's car, their experiment was halted by an unplanned incident. Cedric drank some of the solution. Abner ran for help, and when he returned, Cedric was gone, and in his place was a large dog. We'll soon see what happens next. You know, friends, sometimes when you're hurried and tense at mealtimes and a touch of acid indigestion is the result, there's one thing to remember. When you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer offers the kind of prompt, comforting relief for a touch of acid indigestion that's hard to beat. Now, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better in two ways. First, it can help settle that upset feeling in your stomach. And second, it can help reduce excess gastric acidity. That's why you hear it said so often. When you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Remember, your druggist has Alka-Seltzer by the package and by the glass at the soda fountain. So when you have a touch of acid indigestion, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jotham Down store. Abner is fixing food for the dog. Listen.
Just a minute, Cedric, old boy. I'll have these sandwiches ready for you in just a minute.
For pity's sake, Abner, are you making that dog another batch of peanut butter sandwiches?
Why, sure, he's hungry, Lum.
Well, nobody can be that hungry.
Oh, he is. He just gobbles them things up.
I know it, but that's all you did so far today is feed him peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah, he sure does love them, don't he? That proves right there, Lum, it's Cedric, all right. Because that was always Cedric's favorite food, peanut butter sandwiches.
Abner, how many times do I have to tell you that that ain't Cedric sitting there? That's nothing but a great big overgrown Sam Bernard dog.
Lum, don't call Cedric a hound now. You're going to hurt his feelings.
Oh, for goodness sakes, this is plumb ridiculous. That ain't no more Cedric than I am.
Well, it's bound to be, Lum. When he drank that uranium junk that you mixed up, that's what done it. It turned him right into a dog.
Oh, it couldn't do nothing like that, Abner.
Well, you said yourself there weren't no limits to what that stuff could do.
Yeah, but it couldn't turn a human into a dog, I know that.
Well, it sure done it. Cedric started drinking that stuff, and then I rushed up into the front end of the store to get you, and by the time we got back there, why, it had happened to him.
What more than likely happened was that Cedric rushed out after you swallowed that junk, and this dog just happened to walk in. If you recollect, the door to the feed room was standing wide open.
Yeah, but Cedric's cap was laying right there on the floor right next to the dog room.
Well, that don't prove nothing.
Yes, it does.
Cedric could have just dropped it on his way out.
Yeah, how about his car?
What do you mean, his car?
Well, if Cedric had a went somewhere, he surely would have taken this car with him, wouldn't he? But he never done it. It's sitting right out there next to the store and been there ever since yesterday.
Yeah, that is curious.
Yes, sir.
Been wondering about that a little myself.
Oh, that proves it right there. There ain't no doubt about it.
Don't do no such a thing.
All right, Mr. Smarty. If that ain't Cedric sitting there, what happened to Cedric yesterday then?
Well, judging from that dog's appetite, I wouldn't be surprised with what he ate him.
That Cedric? As big as he...
Don't get into that. I was just joshing.
Well, Lum, I don't see how you can josh at a time like this. Your best friend, best true friend, turned into a Sam Bernard. Poor little feller.
Little?
Bless his heart. Bless his little heart. Just look at him. There's the saddest looking one face I ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes me think it might be him.
Oh, them sad little droopy eyes of his. You can tell he ain't happy about this, Lum. Fact is, I've been trying to keep it from him that he is a dog.
Keep it from him?
Yeah, I'm feared it might give him an inferiority complex.
Inferiority complex?
You know, some little things is liable to do that. Just about got your sandwiches ready, Cedric, old fella.
Now, just a minute, Abner. I'm going to put a stop to this foolishness.
Yeah, say, Lum, before I forget about it, will you slip over there and take down the looking glass?
Take down the looking glass?
Yeah, the mirror, whatever.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I don't want Cedric to accidentally get a look at himself and see that he's turned into a dog.
One too good.
It'd just break his heart, Lump. He knowed it.
I don't know why. If this is him, he makes a better looking dog than he ever did a human.
Yeah, I sort of admit that myself, but you know, it is sort of hard to get used to changes. All right, Cedric. Sandra's just coming up.
Now, hold on there. This has just got to stop. How do you think that looks in a place of business? A big lummox of a dog sitting in a rocking chair with a plate of peanut butter sandwiches in front of him.
Yeah, here you are, Cedric, old boy. Sit up.
And the worst part of it is, that's my rocking chair. Get him out of there, Abner. Now, just get him right out of there.
I don't see why you care for Cedric sitting in your chair long.
Well, for one thing, he's a way yonder too big for it. Look at him. Bulges all over every side of it. He's going to break it down. Go on, now. Get him out of there.
I ain't going to do it. I wouldn't think asking Cedric to sit on the floor.
I'm talking about that dog.
Lump, if you went over to Cedric's place, would you like it if he made you sit on the floor?
All right. If you ain't going to do it, I'll do it myself. All right, come on,
now,
Cedric,
wait a minute,
dog.
Now,
get out of there. Come on. Go on, get out of there.
Uh-oh,
please.
Uh-oh.
Just a minute, dog. Take it easy. Abner, tell him to stop doing that.
Well, move back. That's all right, Cedric, old boy. Just calm down now, old fella.
Now, Abner, you've got to get shut of him. That's a vicious animal.
Why, he ain't no such a thing, Lon. You just got him riled up. Look at here, just as gentle as a kitten. Yeah, see me, pet? That's a good boy. Good old boy,
Cedric. He's going to draw back a nub if he ain't careful. He's dangerous, I tell you. Every time I come near him, he shows his teeth and growls.
Well, I told you oughtn't to say all them mean things about him. Call him a hound and all that. No wonder he's mad at you. You know how Cedric is, Lon. He don't hardly ever get his dander up, but when he does, you better watch out. We just got to be special nice to him.
We've got to get shut of him now. That's what we got to do before he chews a leg off of me.
You comfort Cedric, old boy. You want another pillar on you?
Now, just a second. You ain't putting no pillars under that hound.
Lon, we got to be careful with him. He's liable to explode.
Explode?
Why, sure. He's got that uraniums inside of him. You know, that stuff blows up sometimes.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, it's bad enough turning him into a dog, Lum, without blowing him up, too. You be careful.
We never turned him into no dog.
We did, Bunny. We was the ones that mixed up that uranium stuff. That is, you was the one.
Well, I never told him to drink none of it, though.
My dog has come to think about it. This is all your fault. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Lum Eddard.
Well, now, wait a minute, Eddard.
And the worst part about it is you don't seem to feel very bad about it, neither. Dog, as I believe you've done this on a purpose, even.
Done what on a purpose?
Made him that stuff so you knowed he'd drink it and turn into a dog.
I never done no such a thing.
Dog, as we're going to have awful time getting him in the third reader over there. They won't let a San Bernard go to school, I don't think. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're a Dr. Jelly and a Mr. Hyde's both.
Abner, that's a ridiculous thing I ever heard of in my life.
Well, you're one of them. You must be.
Granny, this is going fur enough. Too fur.
How are you going to explain this to Cedric's mama, Dr. Jelly?
Stop calling me Dr. Jelly.
Well, what are you going to say to Ms. Weehunt? Just what are you going to say? What are you going to tell her? You just can't call her up and say, "Hello, Ms. Weehunt. Did you know your little boy is a San Bernard dog?"
Now, Grannies, wait a minute. You give me eyes.
You can't do it, Lon.
I am going to call up Ms. Weehunt right this minute.
No, sir. No, sir. Now, don't do it, Lon. You just can't tell her that.
No, that's the thing to do, Abner.
It'd break that poor woman's heart, now, to know that her boy was a dog.
Well, I ain't going to tell her that.
Well, don't tell her nothing. Just wait a while and give us a chance to turn him back into a human again. That's what we better do. Now, we got him into this fix, Lon. Why, dog, is this up to us to try to get him out of it? Now, somehow or other.
Abner, the only reason in the world I'm going to call
him is... I don't know how we're going to do it, though. I just don't know how we'll ever change him back. I reckon it'd do any good for him to drink some more of that uranium stuff.
Abner, will you listen to me for a second?
Huh?
All I'm aiming on doing is proving to you that that dog there ain't Cedric.
Lon, I wish you could do it, but I know you can.
Well, I can.
No.
I don't know why I never thought of this before. All we got to do is just call up Ms. Weehunt and get her to put Cedric on the phone.
How can Cedric talk on the phone over there when he's sitting right here in the store?
Well, that's what I'm trying to prove to you. This ain't him here.
Bound to be.
Step aside and let me get to that phone. I'll put a stop to all this husking.
All right. You're making a mess.
Oh, Abner, hold that dog back before he kills me.
He won't hurt you none. He's just trying to tell you that there ain't no use to call him over there because he's sitting right here.
Granny, look at them teeth.
A smart dog, I'll tell you that. Or a smart boy. Or Well, Cedric's smart, whatever it is.
Well, we'll soon see about that. When you hear Cedric's voice, will that convince you?
Yeah, sure, but I know we won't hear it. I'll never hear it.
And another thing, when I prove to you that I'm right, will you promise to get that dead-blamed hound out of here?
If this ain't Cedric, he'll have to go.
Well, good. Glad to hear you say that.
If it is Cedric, I'm going to take him squirrel hunting. He ought to be extra smart about that.
Brad, I finally got this thing settled.
Oh, say, come here, Abner. I got one up this tree. Oh, that'd be a good idea, you know.
Yeah.
Come here, Cedric.
We can get along fine together.
You're a fine old boy, Cedric. Fine.
Wait a
boy.
Minute. Hello, Miss Weehunt.
Look at
that. This is Lum Eddard.
Looks just like Cedric.
Oh, I'm tolerable well, thank you. How's yourself?
Oh, boy, I'll fix you.
Well.
I'll get you
Miss Leon, could I speak to Cedric a minute, please, Mom?
Dread to hear.
How's that? He never.
Get you a big bone.
Well, I do know. Are you sure about this?
There's meat on it, too. What'd she say, Long?
I can't believe this.
What'd she say?
She said he left the house yesterday and she ain't saw hide nor hair of him since then.
Oh, I knowed it. Hey, Cedric, stop scratching yourself there. You want to blow us all up?
Well, I still haven't quite swung over to Abner's point of view, but what do you suppose has become of Cedric? You know, folks, some people often struggle along with a simple headache and an occasional touch of acid indigestion at the same time. Well, friends, you don't have to let a simple headache and a touch of acid indigestion double up on you when it's so easy for you to turn to Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer can help give you fast, double relief. It's fast acting because Alka-Seltzer's analgesic pain reliever is already dissolved when you drink it. Yes, for relief from both these common ills, get double relief Alka-Seltzer. Now, if you haven't any in the house, be sure to get a package next time you're shopping. Just keep it always handy, and then you won't have to let a simple headache and a touch of acid indigestion double up on you. Instead, you can turn to modern Alka-Seltzer's double relief. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.